I called my attorney to read him the letter. He confirmed that the letter contained all the language he required. Then something occurred to me. I realized that I didn't know Stan or his firm, Recovery Services. I asked my attorney if he thought it would be necessary to call Yellow Bank to confirm that this person was indeed working for them. Call it a little bit of paranoia, but something told me to do more due diligence. My attorney said he didn't think that would be necessary. He'd never known of a situation like this ever being fraudulent. Stan had my account number, my phone number, contact info, and the exact amount of my balance due. He must have been provided with all of that information by the bank, my attorney reasoned. I accepted that reasoning. I was prepared to do the phone transfer, but I knew that it would require my giving them the routing number and account number of my new bank account. Remember, this is the same bank that made the automatic withdrawal from my account. I had removed all of my money, and I wasn't thrilled with the idea of them knowing where my new accounts were and the account numbers. I quickly went online and transferred just the amount of the settlement from my checking account into my nearly empty savings account at the new bank, so that the transfer would only reveal an account that would have a nearly zero balance after the withdrawal. More paranoia, I know. I called Stan back and gave him the routing number and account number. He said that they could not do a $25,000 transfer, but had to do five $5,000 transfers. I said that would be fine. Then he put me on hold for a while, finally returning to say that he wasn't able to do the transfer and instead asking me to send a cashier's check or make a wire transfer. More firecrackers were going off in my belly. This was a collection agency that worked for a bank. How was it possible that they couldn't do a telephone transfer? That's the business they are in, collecting money. Still, my emotions were taking over. I was on the verge of settling $76,000 for $25,000, reducing my...